The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Dr. Caroline Leaf explores the differences between the male and female brain when it comes to dealing with money.
And God has given us, each of us, half the picture. He's given you half the picture by your way you think, which is based on your brain circuitry, and He's given you the other half. And so then when you come together, you're exponentially better together. So it's compatibility.
How money manages your mind, next on Life Today.
It's a joy to come into your home. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Many of you as viewers calling our prayer center, you'll write, you'll send notes. Many of you who are wonderful supporters of our ministry, you will send a gift, sometimes a note. We will send always a thank you receipt for your gift. And many times you'll pin something on that and write back, say, would you pray about this? And one of the major prayer requests, if it's not health, and somebody in the family that's fighting in some way, some disease, some illness, some challenge, then it has to do many times. Of course, relationships is a big issue, but financial challenges. Our nation right now is in so many ways, it seems to be teetering. And I'm so concerned about the thinking that has led us to the teetering, the lack of stability and security and even hopefulness. But Betty, because people have asked, we were impressed along with our staff to put together a teaching series called More Than Enough. God offers more than enough. He promises that if you put Him first, really put Him first in all our relationships. Now, this is the promise of God. This isn't a government grant. This is a God guarantee grant. You put me first, I'm going to help you manage your affairs. Doesn't mean you won't have trouble. Doesn't mean you won't have a shipwreck. Doesn't mean you won't be persecuted. Doesn't mean others won't mistreat you. Doesn't mean you'll never have a valley or a ditch or a mountain to climb or a challenge or a pain. It just means you've got a God who's a Father who is more than enough. See, the government's never enough. God is always enough. We want to give you a teaching with a number of truly gifted people who are talking about finances, how to manage them, how to relate to one another, how to make the right decision. This series, as far as I'm concerned, if you say, I need some advice, we put together a team to give you advice. And in this series of teaching from about five or six different real strategic thinkers is also the book, True Prosperity. It's more than money. And boy, have Betty and I prospered. You say, have y'all prospered monetarily? Yes, we have. But we have prospered monetarily because we prospered spiritually. And we've been blessed in our soul and in everything we do. And all the blessings we see monetarily do not capture our heart. Can we enjoy the things around us? Yes. Because the Lord is the joy of our heart in pleasing Him and following His guidance. This book tells about a boy who never had a father, who never had a chance, and what God can do. And He can do it for you. This is in the material. We have a very special guest. We have a woman that has an insight. She's got a PhD in studying the mind and studying how people think. She's a neuroscientist. She looks at how the mind works. You know what she's discovered? Men and women are not alike. You say, well, I can tell they don't look alike. You know, a lot of them are trying to act like men trying to act like women, women trying to, I don't understand. I can't figure that out. But basically, men and women are different, not only in the way they're made, but in their thinking, in their minds, their brains are actually different. And she really disappointed me a moment ago because she said she actually had...
Mine's bigger than yours.
She said the woman's brain's bigger than the man's. See, can you believe that?
I'd already figured that out.
Would you welcome Dr. Caroline Leaf to Life Today? She's a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell us about how men and women are different other than just their anatomy and the way they look. Okay. It's the way they think, right?
Well, first of all, I just have to say it's so great to be back. And I got to correct that your brain's actually bigger than ours. The male brain is bigger than the female brain.
Really?
That's a fact. It's a point, it's about a point, 3.2 pounds, and the woman's brain is 3 pounds. But it's not about size, it's about connections. So it's how we're actually using our brain. But you know what's so amazing? The reason I wrote the book that I did was to teach people that there's tangible ways of understanding how we're different. So when it comes to decision-making, financial decision-making, any kind of decision-making, the way God has designed the human brain helps us and forces us to adopt the Jesus model. And the Jesus model was get out of yourself and think about the other person. And if I look, I've watched you two for years. I mean, you're my heroes. And if I watch your marriage, I mean, it's just incredible the way you, like, it's so genuine, the love, the relationship. It's just incredible.
By the way, it's real. It's not just on television.
I know.
We are absolutely, totally crazy.
I know that.
We have fun.
I have seen that even in social situations. You never stop. And I thought, that's what I want. I want that for my marriage. I want to share that with other people. I want to be able
we
to
We want it
take...
for everybody's marriage.
Exactly.
Because God wants it for all of us. And we wouldn't have the kind of marriage we have if it wasn't for God.
Exactly. So you've put God first, and then you put each other first. You've given 100% to each other. So if you're giving 100, he's getting 100. If you're giving 100, it just automatically works. And you know that's the design of the brain. The human brain has been designed in such a way that every circuit in the human brain is all in a positive direction. So everything is designed for positive altruism, for giving, for targeting the struggle, for giving to the other person. And then you add to that the uniqueness of the male-female brain, God has designed them to be complementary opposites. So we're different, but that difference is not exposing a weakness. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a complementary thing that we need each other. So we literally complete each other. We're not competing, we're completing. We compatible.
Not competing, completing.
We completing.
And I really do believe that.
We completing.
I believe.
And we see that with the brain structure. It's incredible, James and Betty. You actually see like some structures of the brain in the females, the female brain are bigger than in the male brain, and vice versa. And there's a purpose behind everything, because the size and the circuitry of the different structures of the brain will then determine how we each think. And God has given us, each of us, half the picture. He's given you half the picture by your way you think, which is based on your brain circuitry, and he's given you the other half. And so then when you come together, you're exponentially better together. So it's compatibility and it's complementary, where we enhance each other.
We would
exponential
actually feel
growth.
Terribly incomplete without one another.
There you go. And
I mean, that's not an exaggeration. That's not trying to be patronizing or just polite. I would feel totally incomplete without her. I'm not saying that trying to build her up. It's simply
it's
a fact.
It's the truth.
It's an absolute fact.
And that's what you represent. That's why I get so excited when I look at you two, because you represent what I'm trying to teach in terms of male-female brain, because you've applied that and you're using your gift and using your gift and you're complementing and you're exponentially better together. So for example, if you're making decisions, when one makes a decision, I'll explain, as we're thinking and processing through like a financial investment or buying a house or dealing with an issue or making decisions, whether it's having money or not having money, any family, whatever it may be, you both think differently, but you're going to get there to the same point, complementary opposites through different circuits. So the easiest way to understand is that your brain, James, operates like a supercomputer. So I've got some pictures. So let me show you. Let me first use this model. Okay, this is a model of the brain, and on the outside of the brain, we've got the tops of the trees. When I've been on programs before, I've explained that thoughts are real, and that all you're talking about thinking, and every moment of every day, we're thinking, we're choosing, and we're building thoughts, and those thoughts occupy mental real estate. And the thoughts look like trees. So we've got a nice, healthy thought over here, and then we've got a, do you remember this toxic thought? We've got
That's
the bad thought. That's a bad thought. This is the
and unnatural. You actually got diagrams of the actual
exactly.
brain where they've taken the pictures,
here
and that's
go.
What it looks like.
Exactly.
It looks like a short-circuited, blown-out tree.
It looks like a black. It looks awful. So here we go, James. You've got a good memory. Let me
right.
show you this. There you go. So if you have a look there, that is inside the brain.
That's an actual picture of an actual brain.
That's actually inside the brain, and it's basically that's the toxic area. So when you designed for the good, for positive, you designed to be make good choices, positive altruism. No, there's no circuits for negativity, but you think and you choose all day long. You think, you choose, and you build. When you choose, you build. What do you build? Proteins that make thoughts. So if I choose my natural design, I'm going to do that. I'm going to build a healthy tree. If I make a bad choice, unforgiveness, bitterness, arguing, fighting, anger, dissension, no compatibility, I'm going to build a toxic thought. I'm going to build a negative thing. That upsets my entire brain.
Root of bitterness, and that's no exaggeration. It's biblical, but it's also true from an actual picture of the brain.
Exactly.
In anatomy, you see.
Exactly. Exactly, and anatomically. And this, when we work like this as a husband and wife, or even as a male-female CEO of a company or running organizations, when you operate from toxicity, you're going to activate all the brilliant circuitry of the brain that's designed to complement will then compete. It will no longer be compatible.
Does it sometimes happen as couples do, you know, when you get married, there's a lot of adjustment.
And yes.
In fact, we've been married for almost 50 years, and there's still a lot of adjustment, you know.
It's an ongoing
thing. But sometimes we think, if he'd just look at it the way I look at it, if he'd think about it the way I think about it. So it's not a matter of he thinks differently, I think differently. That doesn't mean one's right and one's wrong.
No, that's so good, Betty. That is such an important point. It's not that difference is not a weakness. It is complementary opposites. So I'll give you the best example that I can think of, a couple of examples to highlight what you've just said. A man thinks through like a supercomputer. So the tops of the trees where the branches are supercomputer, localized, logical, organized, profoundly efficient, through the tops of the trees. Now the bottom of the trees, all trees have tree trunks. We call that, what activates the supercomputers is the internet. So we women think like the internet. It's a huge web, it's multiple, it's all over the place. So, but it's brilliant. The internet's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Oh.
That's right.
That's South African, let me say that again. It's brilliant. Wonderful, awesome.
It's brilliant.
Awesome,
I like
brilliant.
It inspires us.
So your supercomputer is awesome, brilliant, wonderful, but it is pretty useless without the internet. The internet is phenomenal, but what is it going to do without
useless.
The supercomputer?
That's right, useless.
There
that's
you
right.
go.
I'm for you.
And that's the, when we're processing a decision, a man will think through, also uses the internet, but a man predominantly works with the supercomputer drawing on the internet. The woman predominantly works with the internet drawing on the supercomputer. Complementary opposites. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other. There's another structure in the brain that is fascinating.
You definitely don't have a healthy, complete entity without the two. And I think it even goes beyond husband and wife. I think it really has something to do with the way we treat each other and
exactly.
honor one another and defer to one another. And we want to draw from them.
Exactly.
And not just take from them, but learn and draw. Does that make sense?
Because
I really want that.
No, what you've just said is phenomenal, because I always try and teach people that your first thing is the uniqueness of who you are in Christ. There's something you can do and you can do and everyone watching now that none of us can do. So there's something you can do that no one else on this planet can do. So primarily is the uniqueness of who God created you to be. Then in addition to that, there's the maleness and there's the femaleness. And as we target the struggle, your brain has structures deep down in the middle of the brain that when we target the struggle to try and understand each other, like you said a moment ago, Betty, when you said that, can't he just think like me? When we target the struggle to think, hey, he doesn't think like me, what is he actually saying? What he's just thought is not what I've just assumed, or what she's just said is not what I've just heard. What is she really saying? What is he really saying? When we do that, our brain shifts into another, it's so exciting, the brain shifts into this high level of function where it switches on the immune system, increases our health. We grow a whole bunch of circuitry right over here, which we call the basal forebrain. It's right over here on the brain. That is where most thinking circuitry kicks off from. When that gets bigger and more branched, we increase our wisdom, we increase our peace, we increase our joy, we increase our prosperity. This is the gatekeeper, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your mind in Christ Jesus. When we target the struggle and get out of ourselves to understand each other, we benefit ourselves as well as the people around us. And we also have things called mirror nerve cells in our brain, mirror neurons. So when we're looking at each other now, when you're working with each other, when you said what you said a moment ago about wanting to help other people, I mean, your compassion is just phenomenal. The way you two just, your whole life has been to serve other people. You feel the pain. When I watch you on TV with the children in Africa and all the things you do, you mirror their pain. Your mirror empathy your mirror neurons switch on empathy. So we design, God has designed us with a brain that's designed for only the good, to mirror each other's joy and pain, and to force to get out of ourselves and try and understand other people, altruism and giving and serving and optimism and trying to understand the other person. The benefit God then gives us when we do that is that we increase our intelligence, our peace, our wisdom, our happiness, our joy. Things switch on in the middle of the brain that just kick us into another level of function. So many rewards.
Tell me how men and women think about finances, because this is, we're teaching on more than enough, that God wants to help us manage our finances and have more than enough. How do men and women think financially in a different way that it's important to understand?
Okay, so taking the supercomputer internet example, if you're about to make some kind of a financial decision, let's say that you have the money and there's a good financial, you're making a decision, a house to buy or an investment or insurance or something like that. The way a man will look at it through the supercomputer will be localized, strategic, moving to a very functional solution. So the man will say, which option will work, which option won't? The man will consider the context, and he will draw on memories from the past experience, and he'll look, bring that into the context of the moment, and he'll look localized, and he'll be able to make a strategic decision without almost separating out the emotion from the event. A woman will say, where the man is saying which option will work, which option won't, the woman will say, which option feels the most comfortable? Which one feels the safest? Which one, forget the context, which one, and the woman will bring the memories from the past through a structure in the brain, which is over here, called the insula, which is more or less on the side of the brain, over here on both sides of the brain. It is a part of the brain that brings memories from the past or memories from our subconscious mind into the conscious mind. So let's say that there's been a financial situation in the past that one has gone through. You spoke earlier on about, you know, people that often who have been successful have gone through many bankruptcies and that kind of thing. When a woman experiences that, or any, it could have been in her childhood, not even in her marriage, that she will bring that memory through to the conscious mind, through the structure of the brain called the insula, collapse it in time, and with all of its emotions, this huge internet web-like thing, and that gets thrown into the equation. And that then, is this comfortable? Is this familiar? Something like this has happened before. So she weighs up all these potential permutations with huge detail and huge emotion. Whereas the man can take the emotion, separate the emotion out of the actual fact, get to the bottom line speak, and actually look at it in a... Now, if you just did that and made a decision, you'd make a bad decision. If you just made the decision based on, you'd make a bad decision. We need the logical separation of emotion and fact, the which is the best option, which will work, which will not. Plus, we need what's the safest, what's the most comfortable, what will work in order of priority, what will build the nest egg, what is the safety together.
That demands, absolutely demands, a mutual respect.
Totally.
It demands submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Totally.
Which I believe, Dr. Leaf, starts with first the submitting to God.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not sure very many people are going to function effectively in relationship and in appreciation for what the other part, the other person, brings to the whole if you haven't got this vertical relationship in order to get the horizontal right. I'm not sure you'll ever have, I don't even think on planet Earth we're going to have the kind of mutual respect we need racially, across sectarian lines, across political lines. It's obvious our leaders don't respect each other. They're bowing down before either their constituents or their prejudices rather than really having a real desire to honor in behalf of the whole, to really love people. And that really starts love.
Oh, totally.
Starts with God.
Yeah.
And then with an honor for one another. And this is where financial stress gets healed, when you get the stress in relationship, when you can appreciate. Dr. Leaf goes into great detail about how we think in the Who Switched Off Your Brain, where she is really taking a great extensive amount of time to talk about the difference between men and women. Not only the obvious that you see, but the actual scientific exploration to show you why those differences are there and why those differences don't have to be points of dissension and division, but actually harmony and healing. You appreciate what Dr. Leaf has shared. I'm thankful for the insight. that God has given you so that we can have insight and understanding in our lives. Now, let me tell you why we're doing what we're doing, because so many people, we can see what's happening nationally. Everybody's concerned about the economy. Well, we're going to begin to fix that. And by the way, I've committed a whole lot of time, along with a good friend, to try to put something in everybody's hands that's going to show you the whole picture. That'll be coming in a few weeks. But what we're trying to do now, in direct response to your questions about where I live in my world, in my home, my family, how do I get a stable sense of security in my own decisions and well-being? How do I make good decisions about what I do in light of everything that's happening around me? More than enough. Our source has more than enough. He wants to give you wisdom and direction. What we've done is we've asked others to join with us in a series of teachers to give you messages and instruction that will help you in the areas of their strengths. It's like Dr. Leaf was talking about. We've got all these different blessed gifts. Until we recognize and appreciate them, we don't bring the benefit together properly. Well, we've really tried to compile a series of teaching to help you face the financial challenges in your life, find out that God, His wisdom and direction is more than enough for wherever you are. If you'll simply do this, and I'm going to ask you to do it, basically what we're talking about, be generous. We have just heard from the missionaries that we've got an incredible threat on children below 5 that are going to need special emergency nutrition. That means intravenous feeding. That means they're going to need powdered milk, sometimes sugar and water. They're going to need something to stabilize them, and we need over 400,000 meals. And those little emergency feedings cost 50 cents each. Well, it didn't take me long to compute that. We need a couple of $100,000 immediately, not something we'd thought about. So here's what I ask you to do. You simply make a gift to help us help others, and we're going to send you more than enough. If you'll make a gift of $100, let me show you what we want to send along with the book, along with the teaching, the CDs. With all of these lessons, we're going to send you Money, Greed, and God, one of the most important books I think you'll ever read. Who switched off your brain, understanding how the minds work? And then many people have come to me and said what Rabbi Lappin shared out of the Old Testament as a Jewish rabbi. He has 7 children. He and his wife are blessed beyond measure. He says if people could only understand the Word of God, the principles of God, the truth of God, unshakable. And many of my friends have said, James, I have so highlighted in this book that I wish I could read the whole book or at least every highlight to every person I get around. What would it take? Well, we're asking you, make a gift of $100. You think about how many of those nutritious meals we'll be able to get out for that. We want to send you something that will enable you to be blessed, to have enough of the blessing of God to be able to meet other needs, legitimate needs. Ask for the material. Just say, Lord, give me wisdom. I believe we're offering you a real answer to the prayer that you've been praying. God, show me the way. And these gifted communicators and teachers are joining together to help you. I pray you'll ask for it.
In recent weeks, we've seen more and more young children under the age of 5 coming to our life centers, clinics, and feeding stations. Most are severely malnourished, requiring special care to properly feed them. Mortality rates are quickly on the rise, and it's a need that certainly cannot be ignored. With your help, we can provide an additional 400,000 emergency nutritional feedings that are specially formulated for children under 5, including powdered milk and intravenous feedings. At a cost of 50 cents per meal, your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help provide 50, 100, or 200 emergency nutritional feedings. With your gift, we'll send you More Than Enough, a new dynamic 8-part audio teaching series that will show you God's plan for your financial peace and provision. Also included is James Robison's insightful book, True Prosperity. With your gift of $100 or more to help provide 200 emergency feedings, you may also request these dynamic books, Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Money, Greed, and God by author Jay Richards, and Who Switched Off Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide 2,000 emergency feedings, and you may also request the Back by Popular Demand as the Deer bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
So they do not have any food. Whatever they get is whatever they pick up over here. Something
that
is lying
find,
down.
They just,
whatever they find. And if you see that child, that's a typical child of malnourishment. She's got a severe protein deficiency.
Because of the extended belly.
Extended belly. You see the color of the hair. And most of the children's hair color that you see over here is of extreme protein deficiency.
The question becomes, what can we do to make a difference for these little ones who are at risk of dying? The answer is in helping to provide them with emergency nutritional feedings. We want to see these little ones do more than just survive past their fifth birthday, but to grow up healthy and strong and to reach their God-given potential. We need your help so that we can reach our goal of providing 400,000 emergency nutritional feedings for clinics and life centers in various parts of the world.
If this was happening where I live, it'd be a rush to the telephones. It'd be a 911 call. The need is urgent, and you can meet that need.
With all my heart, I believe if you get more than enough, the teaching, and I believe, obviously, we contribute. I believe I've got something to share, very important. But I've asked others who really are gifted to take a particular area. And you may just hear one message, like you listen to some of the things our pastor, Robert Morris, shares on The Blessed Life, can turn your whole life around. You listen to the teachings of all these others. Just listen. There's going to be something or several things shared that could totally change the rest of your life. We love you and we thank God for you. Join Betty and me in thanking, along with our audience, Dr. Caroline Lee. Caroline, it's always a joy to see you.
Thank you.
Her book, Who Switched Off Your Brain? Help understand how the brain functions. Great, great insight. Thank you so much for your help. God bless you.
Security is in you. It's not in the stock market. It's not in my pocketbook.
More than enough. Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.